did you have a Facebook account around 2013? I know it's hard to think that far back. That was the year we had three different prime ministers, several years before a billionaire reality star became the US president. And yeah, there was that pandemic in the mix as well. But trust me, it's worth doing this particular maths because if you did, you may be eligible for compensation from its parent company, Meta, as part of a landmark $50 million privacy breach payout here in Australia. The payments stem from Facebook's involvement in the Cambridge Analytica scandal, a massive data breach in the 2010s. You might remember back in 2018, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before US Congress and offered a personal apology for the breach of private data. You are about to hear who's likely to get compensation. I will spoil this a little bit for you. It's not going to be very much. With me is Dr. Catherine Kemp, Associate Professor at the Faculty of Law and Justice, the University of New South Wales. Catherine, can you give me a bit of a background on this legal case? Because it's sort of been on the boil for a decade or so now.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of people will have heard about the Cambridge Analytica scandal and vaguely remember what it's about. But to remind us, the revelation happened back in 2018 when it was discovered that there was this political consulting firm, Cambridge Analytica, that had managed to get hold of tens of millions of Facebook users' personal information. And they'd done that via a researcher who had used the sharing arrangements that Facebook put in place for its data for third-party developers to extract information from users. Now, the way he did this was to offer users an app called This Is Your Digital Life, which essentially allowed them to take a quiz about themselves, you know, these quizzes online that will sort of spit out a score or a result about what you are like. And people somehow get fascinated about that. And
look, I'm not going to judge. I love that sort of stuff.
That's quite a revelation in itself. It was actually, you know, in Australia, for example, it was only 53 people who downloaded that app. But the one of the security breaches that occurred here was that Facebook's interface at the time for those third-party developers allowed them to access not only the information of the person using the app, but also all of their friends on Facebook. And obviously that meant that those people had no idea that their information about their profiles and so forth was being fed through to this political consulting firm that used that for psychological profiling of people to then target political ads to them. And funny you should mention the billionaire reality star who became president, because it's been reported that that information was used in his political campaign for his election as president the first time round through the services of Cambridge Analytica.
The crazy thing about this is the numbers, right? I think the investigation found only 53 Australian Facebook users installed the app, but that scaled up to hundreds of thousands of people once the friends thing was folded in. How is it even possible for that information to be shared without consent?
Well, that was the problem with what we called the API that Facebook had in place at that time, the application programming interface, that these developers were allowed to use the consent of the user that they were immediately interacting with to essentially get consent of all of their friends. Now, we know that's a complete fiction and it is clearly highly problematic in terms of data security and a breach of privacy. But that is what allowed that access to estimated 87 million Facebook users' information.
Tell me about this compensation claim then in Australia.
So in Australia, our privacy commissioner was bringing proceedings against Meta, Facebook's parent company, in respect of this data breach. But what they decided late last year was that they would instead accept an enforceable undertaking from Meta, and that as part of this, Meta would set up a $50 million fund for the Facebook payment program, as it's called. So users who were Facebook users from that late 2013 through to late 2015 period could apply for compensation if they were in Australia for more than 30 days at the time, or and in addition to that, they'd actually downloaded this is your digital life app themselves, or one of their friends had. And then this allowed them to avoid a final decision by the court and going through all of that litigation in exchange for saying we will pay some compensation.
$50 million sounds like a lot of money, but when you break it down over the numbers we're talking about, it's not really very much.
That's right. It is conceivable that people would end up maybe with $100 each, or you know, maybe a couple of hundred if they're lucky. In the US, where a similar fund was set up, each user ultimately got, on average, about US $35. So people shouldn't be getting too excited about the potential of retiring on this kind of compensation.
Maybe a lunch at a mid-scale restaurant, perhaps.
If you're lucky.
What sort of lessons should we be taking from this? This is sort of a particular legal case. Sure, maybe you get $30, maybe you don't. But there are kind of implications of how we navigate the internet from this.
There are. I think, you know, as we were saying before, part of this came through people downloading this app or taking this survey, this questionnaire. Now, that's a really common thing online, and a lot of people will think, oh, this will be cute, this will be interesting, I'll share the result with my friends on social media. But of course, these things aren't free. There's no free lunch. If they're offering to ask you all of these questions to spit out a score about you, then they're also taking that information and selling it to data brokers and attaching it to a profile about you, because this is one of the many ways in which data brokers build that 360-degree profile on you, which in this case might be connected to you because of device fingerprinting or because it's attached to your Facebook user information. It's also, I think, an indication of how concealed, how invisible a lot of these data practices are, and that people are placing their trust in these digital platforms that they deal with, but they can't see what's happening. And if we're lucky, we find out years later in some cases what was going on, but there are many of those concealed data practices that we never become aware of. And I think the last thing I would say we should learn is that this is a big example of why privacy is not just about us as individuals and our personal choices. It demonstrates really clearly why, as a country, we have a public interest in privacy, because it affects those decisions, affect a broad array and a network of people, but also it affects the outcomes, for instance, of elections. It affects things like expression of racial hatred, of the perpetration and dissemination of violent material. And that affects the whole of our society.
Catherine, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. Dr. Catherine Kemp is an associate professor at the Faculty of Law and Justice at the University of New South Wales.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.